for the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, and the memory dedicated to Carlo Driggs, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
Hey, I'm Wayne McKinnon, your senior curator of the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast number 12.
Jersey Mike, the junior curator of an ingenious man who wowed thousands.
Wowed thousands. So what we're doing is we are playing our way through what was called Collection 2.0, Sinatra in Love. This was going to be the CD that was going to be sold at the Jackson, Tennessee KOOL-FM Caravan of Stars show. We never got that far. We just never quite hit it. So let's get on to our next one. And these Sinatra tracks, go back to listen to the first three Sinatra tracks if you haven't listened to it on Podcast 11. These are songs that he produced and he put on an audio tape for his mom for Mother's Day.
What are you clipping, three at a time?
We're clipping five tonight, including Louis Go Home's selection.
Oh, we got him. That's good. We need him.
So let's hit this first one. Here's Carlo doing Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, that's like come here the stair. That strips my conscience bare. It's witchcraft. And I got no defense for it. The heat, it's too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft. Wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, one that I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need of me, my heart says yes indeed to me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. Such an ancient pitch, one that I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft.
Right up to the end there, to the bump of the drums. Okay, you were asking me a question about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised this didn't make it into, mainstream.
Something released.
Yeah, what happened? Why do you think that happened?
You know, I think eventually, okay, first of all, what we're dealing with here is audio tapes that he gave me in 2010 to transfer that came from a tape that he made for his mom for Mother's Day that had these Sinatra songs on it. And therefore, you know, you're making it for mom, you're going to put your best forward to it. which I don't know if anybody, but I did meet Carlo's mom eventually back on his 65th birthday. Very nice lady. Very going, active. She was about 91. She passed away about 6 months after Carlo passed away.
I don't know if anybody... Kind of like Debbie Reynolds with Carrie Fisher.
Kind of like that, yeah. I'm just sharing that information. Wow. So, all right, let's get on to our next song. This is a song that I think could have been on a major solo album, or a somebody else could have recorded it. Could have been on a Raiders album from the late 80s, early 90s. It's called Fifth Avenue. It's out there on you. It's out there on the internet. I actually uploaded it, I think, on SoundCloud.
Oh, nice.
But let's get a really clean, clear version of it.
Clean, clear-cut version with minus the horn.
He talks about growing up, because he moved to New York City when he was 6 years old. His mom took him to New York.
It's funny you say that. So you were trying to do a podcast in like any other city here.
There's
nothing you can do. It's just city life.
Exactly. I got to leave that. We're going to leave that
yes,
in.
Yes, it is pretty cool because... How about when somebody's, you're trying to sleep in your, you know, whatever, your little small yeah. thing, and somebody's banging the trash can or drunk, throwing 3 o'clock
garbage
in
trucks
the morning.
Going through.
Yeah, or somebody, like, something shake, and then the car alarms go yeah. off. Welcome to city life.
Maybe that little tortilla guy selling yeah, the stuff is Carlo's broke. Way of saying yeah. that he knows we're doing this.
Yes.
Hey, I approve. So here is Fifth Avenue. Enjoy it, because I know I do every time.
Inside the windows, too bad they'll never know how good
What do you think of Fifth Avenue?
Reminds me of being bored up in North Jersey and you looking over, seeing the Pemrac view of New York, which you had the old World Trade Center before that happened growing up, Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, seeing where all the cruise ships go out, you know, like they're docked and then they leave and come back.
Did you ever visit Fifth Avenue in New York City?
Probably, just really.
Same here. I can say probably because I've only been there once. But here, do you know who's playing saxophone on there towards the end of the track?
Kenny G.
No. Equally big name, David Sanborn.
Oh.
I remember when Carlo told me that, that's David Sanborn playing. I'm like, you got David Sanborn to play? From all those movie tracks and instrumental tracks.
From Bon Jovi, right?
No.
No, that's David's.
That's Richie Sambora.
Richie Sambora. This is David. Yeah, I'm a little tired, everybody.
This is David Sanborn. Pretty good, though.
Pretty good.
So let's get into the next one. This was a song called Love You Forever. This was a song that was actually on another album I helped Carlo with promote, which was Time to Dance.
Oh, nice.
It didn't get the push. It didn't get what it deserved. This was a song that he kind of wrote for his wife, Tabitha, kind of a love song. And it just kind of fit in perfect. It needed to be exposure. It was good for the time. Here is Love You Forever.
Love you forever. I'm lonely for a lover tonight who can soothe my head and make me feel right. Girl, I'm lonely tonight. Yes, I think I could love you forever. Love you forever. So hard to be found. Girl, I want you tonight. Yes, I think we could make it together. I've been missing all the love I've been dreaming, and a dreamer is so hard to believe in. God, I'm lonely tonight. Yes, I think I could love you forever. Love you forever.
Soul. All right, so I didn't realize it, but there's David Sanborn playing the saxophone at the very opening of the riff of the song.
That could have been opening for one of the 80s love stories. You know what I mean? That's a
it
good
could
song.
Have been. You know, it could have been. You could have put that with When Harry Met Sally, or when
Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer versus
love
Kramer.
Scenes,
yeah,
different
you
stuff.
You could have. You could have. So it deserved a place in there. So that's Love You Forever. So here's another one that nobody's ever really got in tune with. Another one from Time to Dance. I put it in there. This is Good Heart. Good Heart. Now, you were asking if Carlo wrote these songs?
Yep.
With the exception of Witchcraft, yes. These are songs that Carlo wrote.
These are like, I don't know, for some reason, remind me of like Don Johnson, Miami Vice, walking on the beach, like when he's in love type of thing. Like, that could have been in that type of sequence.
It's got that kind of vibe to it. It's late 80s, early 90s. If there was going to be a Carlo with the Raiders,
that was it.
I'm not going to get into that conversation I had with him at the Cuban sandwich shop that one time. So I'll save it again for later. Let's get into Louis Go Homes segment.
Louis.
You know, eventually we're going to have to pick a Louis Go Homes segment theme song.
Yes.
To play that, because we play the theme song for Carlo's podcast.
Now we need Louis Go Home. How about Louis? We got to go.
We got to find a really good version.
How about Louis?
Yeah, Louis.
How about acapella? Something like Louis. Something really,
you know,
obscure.
Here's the thing. So we have such luck of the time, the squirrel serendipity and the stuff. Carlo, give us a song off the tapes from your career that we can use for Louis Go Home segment.
And I bet by next week or the week after you'll have it.
Possibly, considering I haven't touched them yet, but we will. Anyway, so Louis Go Home provided us with the club mix of I don't want it. This is the song that he did with Danny Krause, went out on vinyl.
Nice.
The A side of that is the club mix. We played it on one of the earlier podcasts. Also on that, there is the radio mix and the instrumental mix. So we're going to use the instrumental mix.
I was just going to say instrumental, honestly.
Instrumental
mix.
So here, maybe this instrumental mix will become the Louis Go Home's theme song for the segment. So here we go.
It was a little jibber jabber.
There are some vocals going on. There's some background vocals. So, you know, I guess that's without the lead vocal. But still, I kind of like that. Maybe I'll toss it out to Louis Go Home, and because we could start that. That'll be the indication of, hey, it's time for Louis Go Home's segment of the song for his contribution to the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party number 12 podcast.
Have a good evening.